Welcome to season 27 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that is exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering a topic that I'm just thrilled about. Before we get there, big announcement. It has been 1 year since Building the Best came out in November. It is hard to believe it has been almost 12 months since the book debuted. A lot has happened since then with COVID, and it's just been a crazy ride, but I am thrilled that we made it a year. I'm thrilled so many leaders have enjoyed the book and written about it and use it with leaders in their organization. Just really is exciting for me to know it's having that kind of impact. But I want it to impact more people on the 1 year anniversary. So we're sweetening the deal. If you don't have a copy of Building the Best, go on Amazon or wherever you buy your books, purchase a copy of Building the Best, and upload your receipt to info@learnloft.com. info@learnloft.com. Have two incredible offers. The first is we're going to give you access to the exclusive leadership content in the Ultimate Leadership Academy. That is an enormous value of over $200 this year alone. We're going to give you access to that by buying a copy of the book. And the special announcement, drum roll please. We have spent the last 6 months working on a new product called Skills Loft. Skills Loft. It is a real-time assessment platform for leaders to understand their current leadership style and their strengths and weaknesses. I could not be more excited about it. Our first clients and HR leaders have started using it with their leaders. I want you to experience it. Buy a copy of Building the Best, submit your receipt to info@learnloft.com, and our team will send you a special link to be a beta tester for Skills Loft. If you are curious about your leadership style and your strengths and weaknesses, this is an incredible offer. Get a copy of Building the Best, upload it to info@learnloft.com. Okay, now on to the topic of today, which is only a leader understands. It's politics season. I mean, November 3rd, election day, people have emotions and they're worried and they're concerned and they're interested, and none of them are actually running. It's amazing. Politicians have feelings about the outcomes of an election that others do not, even though everybody cares about it. It reminds me of the old quote from Theodore Roosevelt, and it's one of his most famous speeches. I'm going to read it to you because I want you to remember it as well. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know the victory nor defeat. Beautiful words by Theodore Roosevelt. Now, many people like to watch or even participate in some form, which is great, just like an election. But there are certain things that you know when you experience them and you finally truly understand them. There is something very similar in leadership. Only people who are a leader or think of themselves as a leader would understand. And here it is. Thinking of yourself as a leader changes you. Being a leader changes others. This is an important distinction and one that has two critical parts. And I want to dig into them today because both parts are so important for each of us, either in our own walks or in helping others become leaders so they can understand what we're talking about. The first part is thinking of yourself as a leader. I spent time with a young man today who was a couple years into his career. And as he was telling me about his journey and what was going on, I literally could see the wheels turning in his brain. As he was speaking about his current work situation and all the things that were both right and wrong about the company, he was verbalizing to me, without even knowing it, his budding belief in himself as a leader. And while he wasn't in the position yet, or he didn't even have the expertise to be called on to formally lead yet, his language showed me that he thought of himself as a leader. Here's how you know if someone else thinks of themselves as a leader. If you're in a position of leadership and you're thinking about, is this person think of themselves as a leader? Or if you aren't in a position of leadership right now, you should recognize some of these things that I'm about to tell you. Because people like this, they speak about the good while also discussing the bad. They talk about a better future than exists today, particularly in this organization that they're in. They look for solutions to problems. They don't just talk about them. They desire and attempt to learn every part of their job or their industry instead of just focusing on the job or the task that they have today. And lastly, they are interested in moving up and aspiring for more than just money, but for the responsibilities that come with that next level up. These are some of the things that if you're in this right now and you want to know if you're thinking of yourself as a leader, these should be things that as you go through that mental checklist, you recognize. Because thinking this way, like these things, thinking of yourselves as a leader, it changes you because all of a sudden the status quo isn't good enough. Living a mediocre life doesn't do it for you. Hitching your wagon to someone else and just going along for the ride isn't in the cards for you. This desire to be more, to achieve more, to become more, and to learn more, it simply can't be turned off. In fact, hanging around people who don't have this desire, it starts to really bother you. You could do it in short doses. You could hang out with someone like this for a night that doesn't think like this or doesn't think of themselves as a leader. But you're not going to make any kind of habit anymore. You know better than that. Now, here's the ugly truth. There are also people who have excelled in their job, who know the next logical move is some form of leadership, and they can talk the right game, but they don't actually see themselves as a leader. Now, it doesn't mean they can't ever see themselves as a leader. It just means that right now they don't. So the distinction between people who think of themselves as a leader and those who don't can be tough to delineate between when it comes to promotion time or hiring time. So just to refresh you, thinking of yourself as a leader changes you, and it is a critical first step to the second step, which is being a leader changes others. Everything that I just mentioned has to deal with yourself and how you are processing information and forming your beliefs. But actually being a leader, it changes other people. You take that desire and that belief in yourself as someone who wants to lead into action, which ultimately changes others. As I wrote about in Building the Best, a leader is someone whose actions inspire, empower, and serve in order to elevate others. When you are a leader, you no longer are thinking about being inspired yourself all the time, but how you are inspiring others, how you are breathing life into people and encouraging them to keep going. No longer are you thinking about making all the decisions for yourself, but you're thinking about empowering others to make their own decisions. You're acting as a coach and pulling the answers out of them so they aren't so reliant on you in the future. No longer are you serving yourself first, but you're putting others' needs ahead of your own. This is why being a leader changes others, because now other people take that fuel that you give them and it makes them begin to think of themselves as a leader, which starts the cycle all over again. There's this beautiful cyclical effect. It reminds me of something I wrote in Building the Best that I want to close with today in the very last chapter. I wrote, imagine you're an architect of a new commercial building. It is in a busy, up-and-coming part of town, and there are only two rules for this project. The entrance has to be able to keep horses out, and no one who enters or exits will have to open the door for someone else. What kind of entryway would you design? Normal hinge doors will not work. Neither will sliding one. Your only real option is a revolving door. As legend has it, the revolving door was created by Theo van Cannel in 1888 in response to these exact specifications of keeping out horses and making sure no one else would have to open the doors. While there are other great benefits to revolving doors, such as keeping out noises and controlling airflow, what is wonderful about this invention is that the revolving door does not care who pushes it. It does not automatically refuse to move because of someone's gender, race, or age. It does not have an expiration date. But rather, it keeps turning day in and day out when people go through it. The revolving door has two openings, one where you enter and one where you exit. Leadership is similar. You'll achieve nothing unless you take the initiative and responsibility. If your actions can inspire, empower, and serve in order to elevate others, then you can lead wherever you are. You can lead at work, in your families, or in your community. My friends, this isn't something that everyone understands. This is something that leaders understand. Whether you're in the first part of this journey or whether you're in the second, don't expect other people to just get it. Don't force it on anybody else either. Let your actions speak loud and impact them greatly. This is what only leaders understand. Thinking of yourself as a leader changes you. Being a leader changes others. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.